Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Talk some high school hoops. Pine Bluffs boys basketball team. Actually, the Pine Bluffs boys and girls are headed to Gillette for the 2A East Regional. Burns boys and girls headed up there as well. Depending on the weather is when you're leaving. We've got Pine Bluffs boys coach Will Gray joining us. And, you know, bad timing for a big winter storm, Will.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, you can't argue with the weather, so you just play it by ear and do what's best for the kids. So
you mentioned, you know, having a conference call with the National Weather Service and all that schools are. Have you been a part of that before? Is that something that's kind of commonplace this time of year for you guys?
To be honest, it's the first I've ever heard of it. I don't know if administrators get to do that, but it's the first I've ever heard of it. Our principal said it was pretty informative yesterday, so he's looking forward to today's conference call. What changes may occur.
All right, we asked you this before. Do you know what the streak is at now?
Only because one of our kids keeps tweeting it out. It's in the 40s somewhere, but
46 right now. Okay, who's tweeting it out?
That would be Chris.
Obviously, they know and all that. I mean, is that a problem for you? You know, obviously the results speak for themselves on the floor, but, you know, would you rather their attention be focused on the games and not the streak, or is that a problem with you?
No, I think they all understand that, you know, everyone's going to give us their best shot, and if we don't show up ready to play, that it could end, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a number for me, but and for kids, you know, it is pretty exciting. If I was a 17-year-old kid, I'd be excited about it, too.
Have you had to tee anybody up in practice lately?
I have not, actually. We brought the old guys in, our teachers, last week, and had a really good scrimmage. And actually, our boys won on a last-second shot, which was pretty fun. We got a chance to call a timeout and draw something up on the board and see if they could go execute it. And Hunter knocked one down. It was a pretty good shot, too.
So, I mean, who are you bringing, like, is this past Pine players, past basketball players that have played before at a fairly high level? Who are these older teachers you're bringing in?
You know, they're all just teachers, you know. Pat Walter's a math teacher. Nate Hellbaum is a math teacher, our principal. Todd Sweeter, Dustin Lee, our Spanish teacher, and Brian Anderson, our PE teacher. And they're all still pretty athletic. They don't necessarily press a whole lot and get up and down the floor. They're more of a half-court set team, but they help us out a lot. And in past years, we did it more, but this year we're so deep that, you know, I couldn't justify, you know, not getting a lot of kids on the floor, so we kind of scrimmaged ourselves. But we kind of needed to change up to see something different, and we have a lot of fun. So last year, we bought them practice jerseys, and they put nicknames or whatever on there, and they have fun with it, too.
So does it get competitive? You mentioned a last-second shot. I mean, when it comes down to it, yeah, you're having a little fun out there, but do you tell them to get after your guys a little bit? Does it get competitive?
Oh, yeah. You know, we give them, like, 2 days before, I'll say, here's what I want you guys to run on offense and defense, and they get on Google and figure out the best way to do it, and, you know, they're calling timeouts and not guarding people or doubling down on Hunter, and they have a game plan going into it, that's for sure.
How has the focus of your team been, you know, over the conference play? Because we've talked before, you know, some of your toughest games were really back at the beginning of the season, and you've really blown a lot of teams out here. Has the focus been pretty good from your vantage point?
Yeah, it has been. You know, we have a really mature group of kids. You know, I think it would be different if they were, you know, getting on the varsity floor for the first time. But these kids have been on the floor since their freshman or sophomore year, and they understand that, you know, when it's practice time, it's time to get better. And, you know, it's taken a little while to get some kids to buy into that. But they understand that, you know, it's time to get better. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what we've been doing, and last week doesn't matter. It's the future. You know, we always just tell them that, you know, outside of our community and your family, no one cares, you know, what we're doing. You know, they're focused on themselves, so we need to focus on ourselves and how we can get better.
now that you guys are in postseason play, and I don't want to say the games didn't mean anything prior to this, but they all really mean something. You want to make sure you get to state and all that, and you think you should, but do you expect an even deeper focus now, or are these guys pretty even keeled throughout this whole process?
They're pretty even keeled, but you could tell, on Monday's practices, they were locked in, and we started doing some scouting report stuff last week just so we weren't throwing it on them, the week, regionals. So, when we gave them scouting reports, they were locked in, reading them to themselves, and, I can get on huddle and see who's been watching film and who hasn't, and, most of them have been on there for, probably 2 hours this week just watching film. And we've had to practice in the morning all week since we had played a 9 a.m. game. And, for 6 a.m. practices, they've been pretty locked in and ready to go.
You get Tongue River to start off the regional tournament. I know they're the 4 seed from up in the north. What's this Tongue River team all about? What you have to win 2 games, right, to assure yourself to get into the state tournament. Is that kind of what you're telling the guys? We're focused on 2 games. Is it Tongue River? How are you handling this?
Past Thursday's game, we're not guaranteed anything. So we've got to go win 2 to guarantee ourselves another week. But Tongue River is, they lost their, probably, in my opinion, their best player, Cody Bowler, 2 weeks ago to an ACL injury. He did a lot of things for them. They have a pretty good shooting guard who's a sophomore. I think he's a sophomore. And he can knock it down from anywhere, and they have a pretty good little point guard who's got a pretty wicked crossover and can get to the middle of the floor whenever he wants. So we've got to keep him out of the middle and challenge shooters. And then Brandon Quintera, who is going to walk on and play football at the University of Wyoming, he's that energy guy, that garbage guy that just does everything for him. So we've got to know where he's at, box him out, not let him get any buckets.
North versus South, in your opinion, having seen some of the teams from up north at this regional tournament, where's the stronger sideline, in your opinion? Obviously, you guys being number one and having won all the games, really weight down the South side. But overall, is it tougher in your side, you think?
I think it's pretty even. I think Bighorn kind of did their own thing up north and compounded some teams lately. Upton gave them a scare, might have been a week or two ago, and Upton has, 3 shooters that you better know where they're at or else they're going to knock it down. And Wright has 2 really good kids that are experienced. They played since they were freshmen. But I think our conference matches up really well with them, and because when we all played in Torrington in January, some of the results, didn't go the way I expected, and it was pretty even. Some good games to watch, so hopefully it's the same thing this weekend.
I know you're focused on your guys, and they're your rivals out in the county, but how would you give the Burns boys chances in Coach Patterson there to get a couple wins and get to state?
No matter how their regular season goes, Sean always does a good job in the postseason of getting his kids ready, and I think they've qualified for state, probably in the last 10 years more than we have. Mm-hmm. So he does a good job of game planning. They play a pretty tough Wright team that they played in December, and Wright might have won by 10 or 12, but it was a close game down the stretch. And he'll have a good game plan, and I wouldn't throw it past him to pull an upset.
I know it was a few weeks ago, but when you guys went over to Kimball and Hunter put the performance down that he did he have a little extra motivation going into that one a little bit with all the talk with Mike Daum, who's from Kimball at South Dakota State and all that? Was there some motivation behind his performance?
I think internally, yeah. When this group was freshmen was the last time we played Kimball before last year. We took it might have been a year or two off in the series, and Mike kind of dominated Hunter. Mike was a senior, and Hunter was a freshman, and Hunter's had a bad taste in his mouth. And, Mike is a great kid. Yeah. He saw last week, scored 51, and, it's not like that was a fluke. But Hunter had a little internal motivation that he wanted to prove, to the people in Kimball County that he's just as good or better. But, that game, the story in the paper where he didn't sure he made a shot in warm-ups. And we just kind of looked at each other like, uh-oh, we could be in for a challenge here. And then he knocks down his first 6-3. And Tyler looked at me like, you better not take him out. Because we're always taking him out about a two-minute mark in the first quarter. Just goes, you better not take him out. So we left him in and gave him a break to start the second. But it was fun to watch, you know, just and to do it on 21 shots.
Yeah.
I think people don't understand how big of a deal that is. Because a lot of kids, when they get 40, you know, they have to take a lot more shots. And he was as efficient as you could be. But I told him, I said, if you wouldn't have missed, you would have scored 59. And he got kind of mad.
It sure beats, and we were talking about that, it sure beats the performance that kid in California did. He scored 92, and all I did was cherry pick the whole game.
I know, you know, and that was, it was around the same time, too, yeah. And the kids came to practice with the videos, and I said, you know what, that's why you should appreciate your teammate that much more, because he plays defense, and they were all in agreement, so.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll take on Tongue River, trying to get back to the state tournament and repeat as 2A state champs. First thing first, the Eagles, and we appreciate the time, Will, and safe travels up to Gillette as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.